Well, the economy may top the list of voters' concerns, but it is not the only challenge we face. And tonight, the Republican presidential hopefuls will be giving their views on national security in a debate hosted by CNN right here in Washington. Joining us live this morning, John King, CNN's chief national correspondent and host of John King USA. Could be Newt Gingrich's turn on the hot seat tonight, John.
Sure could be. Good morning, Mike and Bruce. He's the leader now in our national poll, a statistical tie with Mitt Romney. But wow, he was in the single digits a little more than a month ago at 8%, I believe it was. Now he's at 24% in the national poll. He's rising in all the big state polls because of his performances in these debates. These debates have had an oversized role so far. 6 weeks from now, people start voting in Iowa and then on to New Hampshire and South Carolina. But the debates have had a huge impact. And think about these debates. Often you're asking hypothetical questions. What would you do if? What would you do if? Well, we have this super committee failure, and that's a national security issue. We have more violence in Egypt. That's a huge issue. Can Assad survive the next 3 to 4 months? That's a big question. What about Iran's nuclear weapons program? So the questions on these national security issues are very, very real. So, yes, we've had a lot of debates. People might be saying time to skip one. I think I'd watch them all.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, especially as you mentioned, the failure of the super committee means that unless something else happens between now and 2013, some automatic triggered cuts to defense and national security could have a major impact on things. I wonder how the person who'll become the next leader of this country would plan to manage that.
And an interesting contrast there in the sense that you heard the president last night say, if you try to do an end around now from the deal to have those mandatory cuts, I will veto them unless you come up with matching cuts somewhere else. We know most of the Republicans, including the candidates you'll see on stage tonight, have said the defense cuts are too big. We can't cut defense so much at this moment. Well, they're going to have to explain then where else would they find the money, or why do you need that money in defense, or why, as I think it was John Kerry on the super committee put it, why do we have to cut somebody's Medicare so that we can keep funding something at the Pentagon? There are choices to be made, and the super committee failed to make them, in part, I think, because they had the protection of the automatic cuts behind them. But there's a lot of contrast and a lot of very important decisions and choices to be had in the election. So I hope the candidates are pressed on this. Again, that is a national security issue. This isn't all just foreign policy. America being able to pay its bills matters in the world.
Right. And some of the candidates really have already not only said they are weak in foreign policy, some of them have actually accidentally shown us they're weak on foreign policy.
Yes. If you can't answer a question about Libya, or you make jokes about use Becky Stan, the voters start to think, do you get to carry the nuclear football? And we're making light of it. But I do think that over time, one of the great values of all these debates is that people over time get a sense not only of where do they stand on this issue or that issue, but who are they and are they serious and are they credible? And if, God forbid, something horrible happened that I can't really even think about right now and I can't imagine happening, do I trust this guy or this woman's instincts and judgment? And when you have moments like that, and then you see 10 days later that person drops 8 or 10 points in the polls, I call that the common sense of the American people.
John, listen, have a great Thanksgiving with your family. Thanks so much for being with us this morning. We love having you each week.
Take care, gentlemen. You do the same. Enjoy that turkey.
John King, CNN's chief national correspondent.